Listening Exam 1, Part 2.
Welcome to today's book programme. Although many people who love books still prefer to read the printed page and hold a book in their hands, there is no stopping the development of technology, and the e-book is fast becoming a reality. When Dan Brown's third book in the Da Vinci Code series, The Lost Symbol, came out, it immediately sold 1 million copies within 24 hours in the UK, USA, and Canada. At the same time, Brown's American publishers decided to offer an e-book version of the title that could be downloaded and read on screen in the hope of selling even more copies. We asked Helen Griffiths of Consumer Count, an organisation which monitors technology and consumer habits, to talk to us today about books in the electronic era. So, Helen, is this the end of books as we have always known and loved them?
Well, no, I don't think we need to exaggerate this issue. But there is no doubt that the e-book is really becoming an issue for publishers, and it's happening very fast. The publishing industry has been through a series of crises recently, and e-books offer the chance to revive interest in reading by reaching a truly huge mass market. It's all about creating fresh online marketing strategies.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, I think books online are basically using the internet to create interest and curiosity in the same way films do. Some authors, in particular crime writers, now sell about a third of their copies as e-books. The technology which permits you to read a book on a handheld screen is getting better, and people are able to skip through books, check references online, and change to audio reading. The technology companies are always inventing new and more sophisticated gadgets.
Well, I go back to my original question then. Isn't the printed word on a paper page in danger of extinction in the long term?
I think that despite technological advances, not everyone will love e-reading. Research to date shows that most people still get more satisfaction from a book printed on paper. And let's not forget, a book is not a song. People who buy and read a large number of books a year don't really need additional technology to enjoy them. So the e-book is a sort of extra. It can't replace a book. The industry recognises that their largest readership is still on paper, because buying a book often means more than just reading.